cellar dwellers got the energy, yeah. You can subscribe to our vibe. Cellar dwellers got the energy, yeah. You can subscribe to our vibe.
Dweller Talk with the freaker from your speaker, Go-Go McSprinkles.
Hello, my lovelies, and welcome to another episode of Dweller Talk, the podcast where we talk about Keller Williams and his music. Just a quick tidbit about some news in Kellerland. So he released Grit on the 4th of February this month, and I hope you had a chance to listen to it. It's pretty sweet. We recorded an episode I'm hoping to air next week where we listened to each song one at a time and then did a quick little mini one-sentence review on each song. So look for that to be coming. Hopefully the next 2 weeks. It was quite the endeavor. It was a group project. And I'm hoping editing doesn't take too long, but I'm shooting for 2 weeks. Trying to keep myself low stress with this. Trying to keep the fun without the stress. And I apologize that I kind of slack off whenever things start getting a little stressful. I think I push myself too hard. I'm trying to do better with that, I guess. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to tell you was that Keller posted on his Facebook page that there was another podcast he interviewed for. And there's a YouTube link somewhere in the post that sends it to a YouTube video where you can watch the interview. I listened to it the first time and I was like, why are there so many awkward pauses? Say something. Like, I was judging this podcast guy. Like, you suck at podcasting. But when you watch it, it makes more sense. And then at the end, I'm like, why is he crunching on gravel all of a sudden? Well, here he cut to a different scene. So once you watch it in person, once you watch the video, the interview makes a little bit more sense. And you get to see his bedroom. I think he's recording from his bedroom. So check that out. Check out Grit. And she says hello. You were born for podcasting, Cheese. Well, anyway, I don't know if I can do this with a cat in my lap. Such a horror. So this week's interview is with Mrs. Floydian Trooper. And we recorded this several weeks ago. And I got a little daunted. This is a little whinier than usual today. Anyway, so there's a lot of music in here. A lot of references to a lot of songs and stuff. So I tried my best to keep up. I, at some point, kind of gave up. But I tried my best. Anyway, please enjoy the interview.
I think so.
I always have to keep a bottle of water because as I talk, I get so parched. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've got some water here too. So.
All right. Yeah, if you need to go get a water, if you need to get up and do something, take a break, smoke some pot, whatever you need to do, I'll be listening. I'll be here.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Alrighty, I'm here with Mrs. Floydian Trooper.
Hi.
Thank you for joining me. I'm so glad that we finally did this.
Yeah, I'm so glad we did too, finally.
Yeah, finally, yeah.
It's going to be like the second part of Mr. Floydian Trooper's interview, probably.
Yes, it's perspective number two.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so Keller knows you mostly as Mrs. Floydian, and you've used Madcap Holly in Stage It before, I think. I just kind of wanted to just start with, what are your thoughts about your username? Do you prefer Mrs. Floydian? I know we kind of talked about this before we started recording, but
yeah, I do actually prefer Mrs. Floydian Trooper because that was the first thing that Keller ever called me. Mm-hmm. And that's what he knows me as most now. So uh-huh. I do prefer that, but Madcap Holly is one of my old usernames.
Oh, I see. I was always kind of curious. I thought it was really cute because you did create a Stage It account.
Well, Luther created me one for episode 50 because he was in the hospital and he wanted to have Keller send me a message from him during Mantra.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And he didn't want me to see it first, so we had to log into different accounts.
I see. Yeah, I do remember that. I knew it was an awesome story. Alrighty. So we know all about your husband. So let's learn a little bit about you. What kind of stuff do you do in your spare time?
I mean, I don't do a whole lot besides just make sure that Orion's doing well in school, and we like to hike, and I'm not that interesting, but I do have some things to talk about that are more interesting.
So tell me all about the first time you heard Keller's music.
Okay, so we got the Jam of the Dam DVD in about 2004 because we were really into Umphrey's McGee and the Disco Biscuits. And we always liked Keller since then and listened to him, but didn't ever see him live until our friend invited us to see him in Bristol in 2015. And Bape just came out, so we listened to that beforehand and just loved it. Bape's still one of our favorite albums, but since the Sailor Best Feeling from Breathe is my favorite song. But as we know from Mr. Charlie's podcast, he was at that show too before we even knew him, which is pretty crazy. And last September, we were at Mr. Charlie's wedding and sat with his parents, which is even crazier. And we found out that his best friend in Asheville, where he lives now, coincidentally grew up in the same town as Luther, where we live right now.
Oh my
So,
God.
small world.
Wow. That's crazy. It keeps circling back around. It's like it's meant to be. Wow. So after you got into the Cellar, how did your life change after you started watching the Cellar shows?
Well, luckily, I had seen a post about it on Facebook, and it was so fun, getting to see Keller interacting with us and Emily interacting with us in the chat. And the pets were there a lot, and the kids would make appearances, and hula hoop, and skateboard in the background, and stuff. And it was just so fun.
Oh, I miss those.
I miss them so much, too. And I was just so shocked each time that he said Floydian Trooper.
He said it a lot too. Yeah, he never skipped that one.
He
Never,
said
ever.
it every episode, which was just crazy.
It is. It is.
And sometimes he sang it, which was even cooler.
I remember he one of the first shout outs, like I recognized his name in the chat, Floydian Trooper, and then when Keller said a bunch of names, I recognized Floydians. I was like, oh, so the people in the chat are the ones getting the shout outs. Like Floydian's the one that made me like aware of how things in the stage at show worked.
Oh, well. And I think you were there before we were.
Pretty much, but it took me a while before I started using the chat, I think. I think I was pretty shy in the beginning.
Okay.
But yeah, it was Floydian's username that reeled me in.
And it was funny because the first few episodes, I'm sure you remember, he'd come out in different hats and masks.
Yes.
And he'd
Oh my
always
God.
be riding around on his hoverboards and different things. And then Lou came to the cellar and he would interact with us in the chat and sometimes on camera. And we got to go to different rooms in the cellar. And then he started playing the piano,
Oh,
which
yeah.
was really cool. And Lou would give us tours of the cellar, which was really neat.
Oh, you'd zoom in on the pictures on the wall. Oh, I forgot about
Yeah.
that. Yeah, he would give us little tours. Oh, we were spoiled. Oh my God. Oh.
And he would zoom in on your Funko Pop that you made
Yeah.
for Keller.
Yeah, that was always in there. Well, every day. Oh, good times. So, do you have a favorite Cellar moment?
Well, one other thing about the Sailor episodes in general is I always felt like they were really for all of us Sailor dwellers. It was such a special time.
Oh my God, yes. It was amazing.
Just each episode. And it was something to look forward to each week for sure, because there wasn't much else going on. It was kind of a bad time for us in our personal lives with Luther being sick. And that was just really something to look forward to, especially at that time when he was in the hospital.
From Floydian's episode, it sounded like it was pretty rough for a while.
Oh, yeah, it was very rough for several months, but especially September and October. And we streamed the episodes from the hospital and video chatted during, which was the only good thing during that time.
Wow. I mean, it was uplifting just to be at home on a regular weekday and have the cellar to look
Oh,
forward to.
yeah.
But like that situation, yeah, that really is the only joy, like it, yeah, that, wow. That's pretty intense.
Yeah, now we've got lifelong friends
I
that I
know.
consider my dweller family, and
Yeah.
Especially since we keep in touch in the crawl space and I talk to you all more than my real friends in real life. Well, my friends in real life, not my real friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird because it's like everyone that's local to me, I'm like, they only see a portion of the real me, but I feel like the cellar dwellers, they know the real me. And it's like, I feel bad for the people that don't know the real me or don't appreciate the real me. I don't know if you ever go down that mental rabbit hole, but I think about that sometimes. I'm like, really cool to be accepted so completely.
I feel like you all know the real me and Luther too.
Yeah. And it's refreshing.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. And it's like, everyone has the same feeling. Like we all feel so happy and loved. I just love it.
Yes, I feel so close to each of you. Mm-hmm.
It's mind-boggling.
And we've seen Keller 15 times since November 2020, since the cellar. And 8 of those with you.
Yep. I didn't realize it was that many. Wow.
Yeah, I've been thinking about all this for the podcast.
I appreciate it.
And we've even talked to Keller several times. So, you know, the cellar really changed our lives.
Oh, my God, yeah. So many ways for the better. It's like, I hate to be like, yay, quarantine, but we really lucked out.
COVID sucks, but we got something really special.
Yes, we did.
From the cellar. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
This is very unique.
I think so. I think so. And I can't wait till it's like 50 years from now when we can look back and say, do you remember those first couple episodes of the cellar? And like all these memories we're already reliving by just talking about them. It's like, how crazy they're going to be like 10, 20, 30 years down the road. It's like, I look forward to that time.
Yeah. And we'll just keep hanging out.
Yeah.
At different shows.
Yep. And
so and it's amazing.
It is. And I realized I've seen some of you people more than I've seen family members.
Oh, yeah. Us too.
Wow. That's crazy. I love it.
We've met, you know, 20 plus new awesome friends.
Oh,
and
that's
no, several more that we haven't met yet, but we'll. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. So hit me with some of your favorite moments.
Okay. Well, I loved any time he said Floydian Trooper. It was always very thrilling.
Very unique.
And I loved it, especially when he sang it, like in the float on 325 and on 330, he did the Floydian Trooper mantra. Yeah.
Floydian Trooper, Floydian Trooper, Floydian Trooper, Floydian Trooper.
And 4:15, he sang his name and played this.
Floydian Trooper.
And 4:29 dubstep.
The build up to the apex. Floydian Trooper.
And 5:20. Seven Rehab. I know that's a lot, but they're all really awesome. And I also loved when he played Gin and Juice on the piano, which was on 6:22. That was really neat.
But you know, Floydian Trooper, this is for you. At least one verse and one chorus for Floydian Trooper, Floydian Trooper. This one from you, but just the one cool, but for you.
Okay, but some more personal moments for me were on 5:06, he played Ninja of Love for mine and Luther's anniversary. Aww. And he told us happy anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Floydian Trooper.
This is the encore. This is the encore. The show's over. This is the special added bonus. What? Wait. Oh, yes. Yes. It's the special added bonus. Special added bonus. Oh, yeah, but you knew it was coming. It's not that special. It's not that special. Mr. and Mrs. Floydian Trooper. Mr. and Mrs. Mr. and Mrs. Floydian Trooper, happy 16th anniversary. I'll drink to you. Cheers.
And on 7:15, near the end of Till the Morning Comes from the Dead, he played a little of Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here for Me after my grandma had passed away.
Aww.
So you think you could change heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from the cold steel rail? Smile from a veil.
And he didn't say it was for me or anything. He just snuck it in, and I knew it was for me.
Aww.
So that was really sweet.
Wow.
And it makes me tear up every time I hear it.
Aww.
Of course.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful. What a great moment.
And as we talked about briefly earlier in episode 50, which was 9/16, that was the only time I had logged in as Madcap Holly. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Madcap Holly, Floydian Trooper loves you and will see you soon. Loves and hugs and kisses, Madcap Holly, don't you worry, Floydian Trooper loves you, loves you.
And, of course, Keller gave me that nice message from Luther in the hospital, which makes me tear up every time, too.
Oh, I believe it.
But my absolute favorite episode was 11/11 during the Repeat Offenders and To Celebrate Your Youth.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Happy birthday, Mrs. Floydian Trooper." And then he gave an impression of Lou's impression of a dick-nosed grandpa reading the lyrics, which is totally priceless.
Happy birthday to Mrs. Floydian Trooper, and of course, stony kind Mrs. Floydian Trooper. Floydian Trooper, Mrs. Floydian Trooper. And now an impression of Louis Gossain doing the dick-nosed grandpa like this. "Well, some say youth is wasted on the young. I say they're right. That would make me part of some of all parts. Make sure it's clear and you're mentally here."
I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that. I heard it not too long ago, and I was like, what the hell was that? Awesome. Oh, that's okay. A great one. I like that memory. No one talks about
that. I hope I'm not screaming.
Nope, I think you're good.
Okay, I get excited.
Me too. I hear you. So, you said you have seen Keller 15 times since The Cellar. Do you plan on going to see him more now that things are kind of going back to normal-ish?
Well, we definitely saw him a lot since The Cellar, 15 times, as you said, especially last year. Mm-hmm. 14 times.
Wow.
So, of course, we're going to see him more in the future, but probably not as much as last year. We just kind of went crazy with Keller last year. It's about the only person we saw besides Humphreys McGee once.
Yeah.
But it was the year of Keller.
It was needed. It was like there was such buildup to like surviving quarantine that when we finally got a little bit of freedom, we all went crazy with it, and it was great, but we all needed that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, we definitely needed it, especially after Luther just got out of the hospital and was feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah.
It was absolutely needed. But I can tell you about some of my concert experiences.
Yes, please tell. I'm sure you've got lots.
Okay. Well, our first concert, besides in 2015, was in Goochland, mm-hmm, in November 2020. And we met Keller and the entire family and Lou there. And when Keller was walking out to stage, he said, "Hello, Floydians."
Oh.
And Lou gave me the set list, and we met Keller for the first time, where he told us about the More Than Little Mango Seltzer that they started making in the next spring, where we met you when we saw them in April.
Mm-hmm.
Well, April and May.
Yeah.
So we knew about that for many months.
Oh,
which is pretty neat.
That is really cool. I didn't know that. Or if I did, I forgot. I don't. I might have remembered.
I think we tried to keep it on the down low a little bit.
That's pretty cool. Was he was he excited talking about it?
Oh, yeah. He was very down to earth, though, and very easy to talk to. I was very nervous before doing it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was easy to talk to for sure.
That's awesome.
We didn't even hug or anything because that was before the vaccines. And, but we talked for like an hour. Yeah.
How? That's pretty lengthy.
And then we saw him again in April in 2021 in Asheville. And we took Lou and Keller some gifts and were allowed to give them to them during soundcheck.
Oh.
And Keller serenaded us as we walked back outside the gate singing Floydian Trooper, Mrs. Floydian Trooper, until we were out of sight, which was unbelievable.
That's crazy. Oh, that's such a moment. You have the best moments.
Thank you. We took Wendy and Jerry to that with us because the only VIP tickets that were in the front were four top tables. So we got to meet them, and they were the first whalers we ever met.
That's right.
And we also met, met Mr. and Mrs. Charlie.
Oh, they were up for that. I didn't. Well, I guess, yeah. Wait, this was Asheville. They lived
in Asheville. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
And Lou, go ahead. But anyway. Lou happened to wear the shirt that Luther designed for him at the next show we saw.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of Lou's gift that we gave him in Asheville.
Aww.
And then he wore it in May 2021 in Goochland, where we met a lot more dwellers, including you.
Yeah, I think I have a picture of that shirt somewhere, like Lou wearing it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have a little video of them dancing together in the crowd, too.
That's right, I do. That was so awesome. Oh, my God. Good.
And we didn't even have tickets for the second day in Goochland, but Emily let us in. And Keller happened to do dweller shout outs that day that Locke had sent him a little note with those, and those were so full.
Support for this portion of the show comes to you by Locke McShane, Florida Trooper. Madcap Holly, Amy Coggan, Kelsey 2287, Turtle Clara Bear, Bubble Mix Sprinkles, and of course KT Bug. Shout out to any and all cellar dwellers I did not mention, like Jashby, you know who you are, you know what you did.
I couldn't believe he actually said our names during the actual live concert in front of people that had no idea who we even were or anything. I felt really special.
That was such a great moment. Like, I pull that up and listen to it a lot more than I probably should. A lot more than healthy. But, oh my God, that was so, I felt like I was on top of the world.
Oh, yeah.
When was the first time you saw Keller? You said 2015?
Yeah. Yeah, that was in Bristol, just 45 minutes down the road from us.
Okay, that was the one that Mr. Charlie was at the same show.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What's the next one?
Okay, and then in mid-July, we saw Keller at the New York City Winery with Megan and Dane and met more dwellers. We met the Fosses.
Oh.
And Keller shook my hand when he first came on stage, and I got the set list, which was pretty cool.
Wow.
And then at the end of July, we saw him for the three-day run in Duck, where we met more dwellers, and you were there.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh,
of course.
Dear sweet Duck. Oh.
And yeah, I can't wait to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
But he played Turtle in the front row with Turtle and Claire Bear dancing right beside all of us in the front row, which was really awesome.
Oh.
And then he played the Floydian mantra like he had in the cellar, but for Luther's 40th birthday with an Amy Colligan thrown in for the ladies' part.
Happy birthday, Amy Colligan and Floridian Trooper. Happy birthday, Amy Colligan and Floridian Trooper. Happy happy birthday. Happy birthday, Amy Colligan. Amy Colligan, happy birthday. Amy Colligan, Amy Colligan, Floridian Trooper. Happy birthday, Amy Colligan, Amy Colligan. Amy Colligan, Floridian Trooper. Amy Colligan, Floridian Trooper. Floridian. So the ladies go. Ladies only, please. And then the men go. Floridian Trooper. Floridian Trooper. Floridian Trooper. Men, if you could do that like 3.5 minutes, circular breathe, in through your nose and out there. Floridian Trooper. Keep it going, man. Thank you. Ladies. Amy Colligan, Amy Colligan, Amy Colligan, Amy Colligan, Amy Colligan. 3.5 minutes. You can do this. Focus on your breath and feel it surround.
Just because she wanted to do something special for his birthday. Yeah. So she had emailed Emily. And Luther had already emailed Emily. So, aww. But it was a lot funnier that way.
Yes, it was beautiful. It was a magical moment. Oh.
And I got that set list, and Keller called Mantra Maker Upper on there, so we didn't see it because we were like right at the stage, I guess, ahead of time.
Oh.
He wanted to keep it a secret. And I think that you should use maybe the audio of that, some of that birthday mantra.
Oh, if you have that, I would love to have that. Yeah. I didn't know you guys had audio of Duck. Oh.
Well, now we have video. We have the stage it shows because Locke had them recorded. His roommate recorded them.
I didn't know that. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he brought a flash drive or something to the caverns, which you weren't at. So I guess, I thought Luther shared it on Google Drive or something once. But maybe you didn't see that in Discord. I'm not sure.
I might not have understood what it was or something. I know we should have a shared drive somewhere for everything. Like, I think we need to get better at that. But
I agree. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I wanted to start working on a 2021 book, and I wanted to have pictures of all these shows, and so like these memories have photos that live on. And I thought, I just want everyone to dump their photos on me and I'll go through them and make a book. I thought, how the hell am I going to get
a lot of good photos?
Yeah. I was like, how am I going to get all those photos from like everybody? I'm like,
yeah. And it'd be complicated if they were all just whenever in the chat.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. Like
willy nilly. So yeah.
I was actually thinking maybe I should start like a newsletter. And like have people sign up with their email.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So I could just email people like, hey, I need your photos. Dump them into this Google Drive or something. Like, because I was thinking, I don't, you know, like not everybody's in Discord. Not everybody's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has email. So I might need to start my own little go-go newsletter.
And I miss the people that aren't in Discord.
I know.
You know, too. Mm-hmm. Some of them.
Yeah. So maybe just. Even in email communication.
Mm-hmm. Like if it wasn't for Snooky Flowers, we wouldn't even have all these recordings from the sailor.
Yes. Oh my God. Know? He's a lifesaver. I want to get him on.
I know.
I want to sit down with him. I sent him a Facebook message a while ago. Like, hey, you want to be on my podcast? But I didn't get a response. I'm like,
well, you know, he's coming to B-Corp.
Oh, maybe I could do it live. Oh.
He's not staying with us. I think they're staying in an RV, but, you know, he'll be there.
Yeah.
And he's taping it.
Yeah. So even if I just have a chat with him, like, hey, do you want to do this? But I just thought he's so integral to this, you know, getting those sounds.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like,
You couldn't even do the podcast if you didn't have it, probably. I mean, maybe with Carmen and Nate's recordings you could, but
maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it wouldn't be as easy, that's for sure.
And they don't have as many as Snooky Flowers, I don't believe.
Yeah, they didn't start recording till later, but thank God they did.
Yeah, because those are good, too, with the video.
Oh, God, it's so nice to relive those. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then in August, we saw him in the caverns, and that was the first night that Luther rolled Keller a holly arm, which is what we've affectionately called my forearm-sized joint since forever. And Lou jokingly said, when we handed it to him to give to Keller, to next time make a holly leg. But anyway, then the next morning, Luther got an email from Emily with a message from Keller saying the holly arm has been lit with a picture of his hand holding the lit joint, which was insane.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow.
And we also met several new dwellers there, and we had all the dwellers sign our caverns poster.
Oh.
Which is the first time we really had a chance for our friends to sign a poster, because there's usually not event posters, so that was really good.
Oh, that's awesome. What a good idea. I like that.
Yeah. And then in Charlotte in September, Lou got us Keller's and the Keel signatures, which were also at the caverns, and Lou signed it as well.
Aww.
Yeah, and the Keels, we gave the Keels fun meters from Matt and Terry.
Aww.
And Larry cranked his up to the max during the Roadhouse Blues Encore.
Aww.
And he like pointed right at us.
Nice.
And we also met Party at that show. We were like the only dwellers really that were there.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, though.
And then,
God.
Yeah, that was pretty weird, actually. That was one of the only shows that we've been to where we're the only dwellers. But,
yeah. It's going to be a thing of the past now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then we saw him in Atlanta in October with Mr. and Mrs. Charlie. And we asked Emily to have Keller play They Cumberland for them as a wedding gift from us.
Aww.
It was so magical because Keller started playing really quietly and stopped singing, and then the entire crowd just sang to them, and it was such a beautiful moment.
Amazing. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very surreal and just such a beautiful moment.
Wow. I love that story.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And also in Atlanta, Keller kicked the set list over to Mrs. Charlie to give to Mr. Charlie for his 40th birthday, and he had signed it for her. And I've never seen Keller personally hand, or in his case, put anyone a set list. It's always been Lou getting the set list out.
What?
So, I guess Keller has, but I've never seen it.
Wow. That's a new life goal for me.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, he pushed it over with his toes.
Oh my God. Happy freaking birthday. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Atlanta sounded like it was awesome.
And we were pretty much the only dwellers at that show. So that was like really, really intimate too, when the whole crowd just started singing. That was just amazing. And then, then we went to Cleveland later that month, and I stood beside a stranger. We were like the only dwellers at that show too.
Uh-huh.
I stood beside a stranger who had never seen Keller, and Lou came out to bring stuff out there and do all the checking and all. And he asked if that was Keller. I said, no, that's my brother Lou, the sound guy. And then Lou carried out several waters for Keller, and I guess probably Grateful Grass too. And I happened to ask Lou to give me one because We had to run up to the front just so we could be, you know, front center, and we didn't want to leave it since we're the only dwellers there. We didn't have protection around us to protect the front center. So he gave me a water, and I looked at that stranger, and I was like, see, I told you he was my brother. So that was pretty funny. I don't know if he believed me or not, but.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Lou also got our Caverns poster signed by Love Cannon there. And Luther gave Keller the holly leg that Lou had suggested at a different show that night. And, yeah. Which we found out more about later. I'll get into that in a minute at a different show. But also during that show, this part was really cool. But Keller said, thanks to my family, who's traveled far and wide and pointed directly at Luther and me when he was thanking people like Lou and, you know, the light person, which was so sweet.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing that he's actually noticed that we have been traveling far and wide last year, mainly, to see him and mainly him. And, you know, it's just been pretty amazing. But it's amazing that he knows me. Like, you know, it blows my mind that he knows me.
So I have a question. So how much did you listen to Keller before the Cellar episode started?
Well, we had started listening to him in like 2004, like I said, with Jam in the Dam. And we'd listened to him since then, but just never saw him live. Since the Cellar started, I really got into all of Keller's music. And that got me into all kinds of other music. Like, I've always liked the Grateful Dead, but I never really listened to them that much. But now I love them. And I love, like, bluegrass covers, which I never thought I would ever like anything like that.
Right?
So, do you remember?
Do you remember at Duck, Lou was playing some music before the show, and it was like a bluegrass cover of a, I don't remember what song it was, but it was a bluegrass cover, and we were like, what is this? This is amazing. Yeah.
I think it was a Fish song or something.
And Lou... I say, Lou told us what it was, but I can't remember.
Yeah,
what it was.
I wish I could remember everything.
We were going to look it up. We were going to download it. We were all excited. And then it's like, as soon as that moment happened, and I instantly forgot. Yeah. But yeah, I was the same way. I never really cared for bluegrass.
No, me neither. Not at all.
No, and it wasn't. I went to Delfest in 18 when Keller was there. And I only went because of Keller, but I really enjoyed myself, and it was like, hey, this isn't so bad. So it's like my bluegrass love has blossomed just recently as well.
And he played so many of our requests, and they were so different and just all over the place genre-wise. So I really have another appreciation for music after the Cellar shows.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was really cool to get a nice mix of requests. Because, like, Turtle would throw some old songs in there, you know, that he used to play, like, in the 90s. And then we get, you know, like, Lizzo requests. And it's, like, it whole gamut of whatever kind of hodgepodge of songs we could get. And, oh, it was the best set list ever. Oh, I kind of miss
it. And even if he didn't really know it before, he would attempt a lot of them.
Yes, a lot of them. I remember... He told me he didn't know Lizards, but he learned it. Well, he relearned it and played it for me, even though he said he didn't remember it. So I thought that was pretty cool.
And then, of course, in November was Locke's birthday bash in Baltimore, where you were as well. And we got to go in early for his and the Kills sound check, which was really neat. Got to meet the Kills. And there was a lot of us there, actually. I think there was like about 20 of us there.
It was a nice
group. And that was my favorite Keller and Kills concert so far. It was just so good.
Oh, it was. It was damn good.
And then the next night we saw him in Philly and met some more dwellers. And it was about the same amount as the night before at the show. And we saw Keller and Lou and Party loading the equipment up after the show. And Keller told us the new album name was Grit, which, you know, I guess was a secret.
Yeah. You get all the juice, the good stuff.
And he also told us the conclusion to the holly arm and holly leg. He said that he'd smoked the entire holly arm himself, but in sessions.
Oh, my God.
At the caverns. And then he gave the holly leg to Love Cannon in Cleveland. So it was good to know what actually happened with those. And I couldn't believe that he smoked the entire holly arm by himself, but, you know.
Holy shit. Phew. That's quite the undertaking.
I hope he doesn't mind me sharing that story. But like I said, weed's legal in Virginia, so go Virginia.
Exactly. Yes.
And then the last time that we saw Keller last year was on New Year's Eve in Asheville, which you were there too. And and as we were walking back to our vehicle after the show, we saw Keller and you got to show off your tattoo of the Keller pick.
I did.
Which is so special. And then he played Warranty and he lip synced Ocular Invalid, and he did some dance moves with that, which is so cool. And we got to hear Crazy Laugh and some imaginary song. It was really was really surreal listening to him play his new album for us and like doing little dance moves.
Oh, he was so excited. He was just electric.
That was by far my favorite Keller moment since, you know, forever and since the Cellar of all concert stories.
Well,
I always think that the concert stories can't be beat. Like, it can't get better than this, you know, but it just seems to.
And then it does. But you seemed pretty calm, cool, and collected. I didn't think you were freaking out. I was like,
oh, I'm always freaking out.
I was like, okay, go. Act more like the Floydians. Look at how calm they are. They're not freaking out. They're not like hyperventilating. Act calm like the Floydians. I was trying to be more like you.
Yeah, I'm definitely freaking out inside when I'm talking to him, but he does make it easy to talk to him because he's just so sweet and he does do most of the talking. So that's always good.
Yeah.
And he's the coolest human on this planet. So I'll listen to anything he has to tell me, and any opportunity I get to talk to him, I will.
Amen. That's exactly how I feel. I love it.
I can't believe I've hung out with Keller Williams. But
I know. It's so crazy.
It boggles my mind.
Yeah. It's like, and then it's like, it's not like it was a lot of effort. It's just kind of organically happening. Like, yeah, we do. We do look for opportunities to say hi to him. Like, yeah, we should have gone the other direction to go to the car instead of going towards his car, you know? Yeah.
Sure. We could avoid, you know, moments like that.
Yeah.
The Sailor gave me courage because we had already kind of talked to Keller and talked to Emily and Lou and it definitely made it a lot more comfortable to go up to him in person and talk to him.
That's a good point. I never thought about it before.
Because we could have met him in Bristol in 2015 as well, because during the break, he just went out behind the venue where everyone else was smoking and all. And we saw him out there, but we were not brave enough to go up to him and talk to him at all.
Wow. So,
I don't think we would have had the courage to go up to him if it weren't for the Sailor. And I don't know if we would have seen him or when, you know.
So yeah.
Our lives have changed tremendously since the Sailor. We've met amazing new friends that I feel like I've known my whole life. You all are so comfortable to talk to as well.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's so bizarre. I love it so much.
And Keller knows me now.
You take up a space in his brain.
Oh. And so do you. He knows you.
I know. It makes me happy.
He knows so many of us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
yep.
He's so sweet to us. And he always thanks the Cellar Dwellers at any live show we've ever seen him at last year.
Yep.
He always says thank you to the Cellar Dwellers.
And so. He doesn't need to do that. Like, that's totally voluntary.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me and so happy.
It makes me feel so special.
It does. It does. I love it.
We're part of something very special here with our community and...
Exactly.
Keller leading us.
Thank God.
Yeah. That's all the concert stories I have, and that's a lot.
That is a lot. Yes, you've been busy.
I'm very thankful for all of them. We've had an amazing time, and we deserved it, honestly, after Luther almost died with ulcerative colitis. So we've been living up every day.
Yeah. Oh. You definitely have been. That's awesome. Alrighty. So I think that's all my questions, and we hit all your bullet points. So you want to go ahead and wrap this up then?
Okay.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you doing this with me. I had a really good time chatting with you, and I learned a lot of new stuff here this evening. So thank you.
I'm glad we could relive some of our fun moments together too.
Oh, yes.
And that you could learn some new things about me. And I had a lot of fun chatting with you, too. I really appreciate you inviting me on.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you had fun. Alrighty. So I'm going to go. It's time for me to put some kids to bed. So I'm going to peace out.
It's about time for me to go to bed.
All right. Well, you have a good night, and I'll chat again with you soon.
Okay. Talk soon.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Mrs. Floydian Trooper, for that great conversation. It was really awesome, and I enjoyed every minute of it. Alrighty, guys. So, for today's Random Keller Jam, I found a goodie. Funny story. While I was preparing for this episode, I realized I didn't buy Grit. So I went and bought Grit, and I was downloading it, and I was putting it in my Keller folder. I've got all the albums, and then I've just got a bunch of loose songs I've downloaded. And there was one sticking out at me. I read the title. I was like, oh, I need to do this one. This is one of the happiest, most fun, upbeat songs I've ever heard. And I stumbled across it, oh my God, years ago on a site called Bandcamp. And I think it's Zach Deputy's page. I'll put the link in the show notes. It says it's from Hookaville 2018. It's 13 minutes long. So I apologize if you're ready to take a break from this podcast. I would suggest listening to the entire song. The end, I love, oh my God, they start scatting. Oh, it's amazing. So I would recommend listening to the end. And I can guarantee you by like 10 minutes in, you're going to be throwing your hands up in the air and say, I am with you. Oh my God. Please enjoy this Random Keller Jam and go to Bandcamp and buy it and support awesome jams like this. Alrighty, guys. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to smoke some pot and go make some brownies. Regular ones. Nothing special in them. Peace, love, and K-Dub.
go blip 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 blip.
I'm with you too, Zach Deputy. Oh.
time won't be doom boom doom doom boom 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 boom.
Cut the words. The great Keller Williams, y'all. My friend.